Normally, the CIA operates in the shadows, if you will. But yesterday, during John Brennan's confirmation hearings to be CIA director, many of the spy agency's programs were openly discussed. Brennan explaining the use of drones.
We only take such actions as a last resort to save lives.
Joining us live this morning, Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and host of Face the Nation. It did get a little intense yesterday, Bob, but I don't know that any votes were changed.
The consensus seems to be of the thinking is that Brennan is going to be confirmed as the CIA director. But, you know, there have been a lot of problems boiling on Capitol Hill about, torture, about the use of drones, all of this. And senators were just determined to get some of this stuff out in the open. And, they've been very frustrated running against a wall of secrecy, much of the time probably justified. But this was a rough one, and a lot of news came out of it yesterday. What are we going to do about these drones? This is this unbelievable technology that we now have with drones, but how are we going to use them? When can we use them? When is it even moral to use them? These are questions, and I think these questions are going to be around for a while. But it does look, the bottom line on confirmation, I think John Brennan is going to be confirmed.
You know what's fascinating? These are people who are in positions or might actually be confirmed to be in positions where you expect them to know everything. And I was stunned at the number of occasions yesterday where Brennan said, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you often will find that, Mike, when these hearings come up. There are a lot of things when people don't want to comment on it. They have to say, I really didn't know about that. I didn't hear about that. I take Mr. Brennan at his word. There are a lot of things going on in the federal government right now, but sometimes it's like in a trial. Sometimes there are a lot of things that come up. People say, I didn't hear about that. I was in the back when it happened. I heard some noise, but I didn't see anything. So I think that's pretty routine.
This could certainly be the beginning of what becomes a larger effort to refine the drone program.
Well, I think there are many questions here to be ask and also decided as far as policy on these drones. Is it moral and legal? Do United States citizens, if a person is a U.S. citizen, do we have the right, if we hear or have evidence that they are plotting against the United States, to basically kill them without a trial? And in some cases, that may well be the only alternative. But these are very, very complicated questions. And clearly, the Senate is looking for some way to justify what most of these senators say probably is the right thing. So Dianne Feinstein, chairman of the Intelligence Committee, came up with the with probably one of the most practical kind of solutions. She says, let's create a court where you can go in. All of these things are done behind closed doors. And when they want to take out somebody, as it were, they would have to at least get a federal judge's permission to do that. You do that on these some of these eavesdropping cases,
right,
when we can eavesdrop on people. My guess is that that's where this is headed.
What are you working on for Face the Nation Saturday?
Well, all of the above. Lindsey Graham, who's been one of the chief critics of the administration, is going to be with us. Also, Jack Reed, who's a senior member of the Armed Services Committee, also a veteran, and he's a Democrat. He's going to be with us to talk about all of this. And also Mike Rogers, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, to bring us up to date on not only this, but this whole question of drones, when can we use them and where,
yeah.
And also just the whole technology of this. Also, we're going to get into cyber war and the threat that it poses. This is something that we started to hear a little about this year, earlier in some of these hearings, but we're going to hear a lot more about this, and we'll have some experts in that field to talk about that.
Excellent. Sounds like a good one. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, guys.